It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Isn't it though? It's so frustrating. It is so frustrating.
There we go.
Wrecks my buzz.
We're in Facebook jail at the moment. We were just talking about it. And unlike jail, Facebook jail, and I'm sure a lot of you have been in it at some stage or another. And unlike normal jail, you can't appeal.
No, yeah, you can't. You can't get a solicitor.
No,
and
you don't get free legal aid.
No,
and you know, there's no governor. You
can't
the governor, I need to get out of jail. You're just in jail, and yes, it's awful, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. Facebook jail.
That's what we're in at the moment.
Anyway, good afternoon, everybody.
You're lucky you can even see the show, to be honest with you, at the moment, because we're in jail. Look, behind bars.
Yes.
Have you ever been in jail? Have you ever been locked up?
Have I ever been locked up?
Yeah. I'd say out of the two of us, you're more likely to have been locked up. Oh, no, sorry, locked.
Have I ever been locked up? No, I haven't, no.
Would you like it?
Would I like it?
Yeah.
I did get arrested once.
No. You've got arrested several times, actually. Oh. I was a party to the arrests. I was the one that rang the police.
What?
I was the one that rang the police.
I was arrested a couple of times.
Oh, it's gone from once. It was once a second ago. Now it's
twice,
a couple of times.
Twice.
No, three times.
No. Only twice.
Three times a lady.
But I was never in jail.
Is that song about fat women, by the way?
What?
That song. You're once...
You're twice, you're three times a lady?
Three times a lady.
Oh, does that mean you're like three times larger than the average woman?
Yeah. Jesus, that's an admission. Keith Preston. Good afternoon, Keith.
How are you, Keith? How are you?
Prison is grand. Has Keith been in prison?
Nah. I'm assuming he has by that comment.
Or
no?
Is he talking about Facebook jail? See, there's a bit of a difference. You don't get dinners when you're in Facebook jail.
No, life continues as normal.
Life continues as normal, yeah. Nobody smuggles drugs into you or anything like that.
No.
Jeez, that's... mad that Keith was in jail.
How do you know? You just said prison is grand. That means, doesn't mean he was actually in it.
Well, it does. You wouldn't know something is grand unless you were in it.
Somebody might have told you.
That's like me saying, Sri Lanka is a great place to go on holidays.
You've never been.
I love Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is gorgeous. Actually, I'd love to go to Sri Lanka. It's nice. Have you been there?
I will be next year.
Oh. Sorry, you know where you're going on holidays in 2026?
I already have a holiday booked for next February.
Hope it always stays sunny for you on
the
podcast.
So do I. Absolutely.
Who books holidays a year in advance? You're a prick.
What?
Actually, a prick. People who do that book holidays a year in advance, prick.
It's booked. Why? It's booked a year in advance.
But you don't know, well, you could be dead in a year.
And if I'm dead, then I won't be going.
What?
If I'm dead, the holiday will be cancelled. Well, no, my missus will probably still go.
Oh, I can guarantee.
She will.
I can actually, there's no probably about it. She would literally use the seat that you were meant to use for her handbag. Adrian's dead seat.
Anyway, we are in Facebook prison, Facebook jail.
Yeah, at the moment.
And what are we in Facebook jail for?
That's a
long story.
It's about Barney the dinosaur and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's just literally what it is.
Yeah,
we are in Facebook jail because of Barney the dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's actually the truth.
Yeah, it's a long drawn out.
And Homer Simpson.
Yeah, it's a long drawn out story. I won't bore you with the details.
And actually, because an awful lot of you, this is a true story. One of the reasons that we are in Facebook jail is because of the video that we put up over the Christmas break of that young fella getting a clatter from the bus driver.
Yeah.
And Facebook removed it. They took it down because they didn't like it. It was, what was the issue with that? Anyway, it was one of the most watched videos on our Facebook page during 2024.
Yeah.
And Facebook punished us and slapped us on the wrists for
2025.
Or was it? Yeah,
it was after the Christmas break.
They went mad and they took the video down, and we got a warning basically.
Yeah, so we're in jail.
We're
not in jail. We're on remand. Let's just say we're in Wheatfield Prison. That's where you go on remand.
Is it?
Or is that where sex offenders go?
Oh,
I don't know. Where do they put sex offenders? We're not sex offenders, by the way. Can I just say?
So that's one of the reasons that we got...
Because we're sex offenders?
No, video, that video of the kid.
Oh, the video, yeah.
Facebook decided that they didn't like it.
But I reported a video yesterday on Facebook that it was horrific. I was at home and I was flicking through the timeline and someone put up a video of a pig being slaughtered in a slaughterhouse in Japan. Now, for those of you who ever... Japan and China, all that neck of the woods, yeah?
Yeah.
They don't have respect for animals.
Not really, no.
What do you mean not really? They don't. You know, if it breeds, they'll eat it and kill it, yeah? Anyway, it was a video of how they kill pigs. You'd never eat... If you're ever going to that neck of the woods? Japan, China?
Yeah, in May.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're actually admitting that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to Japan in May.
Phuket.
What?
Phuket.
Phuket?
Is that where you're going?
No, that's in Thailand, you fool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to Japan in May.
Anyway, it was a video on Facebook of how they kill pigs in a slaughterhouse in Japan. It was horrific.
Ooh.
It was absolutely... I could only finish half my sausages and bacon last night because of the video. But anyway, I reported it to Facebook.
Sausages and bacon?
Yeah.
Don't you have a coddle?
No, sausages. I had a fry-up.
A fry-up?
Yeah, why are you repeating everything I say?
Why didn't you have a coddle?
And fried bread as well.
And fried bread?
Fried bread, yeah.
Jesus, that's a heart attack on a plate.
And farls. I had farls as well.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love a farl.
No, that's for the Nordies. Nordies do farls.
Yeah, I do farls.
A potato farl.
I do farls.
What the fuck is a farl? F-A-R-L. Like, what does it even mean?
Well, it's a potato farl. Or farl.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Anyway, I couldn't finish my farrels and my bacon after watching it, but I reported it to Facebook anyway.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to see a pig being slaughtered when I'm having my farrels. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, why are you looking at Facebook while you're having your dinner?
Oh, you always look. I always scroll Facebook. Anyway, they wouldn't take the video down. They said, excuse me. Oh, take grave offence to that.
Oh, no, and it's true. Actually, Emma, you're dead right. Because only yesterday you were waffling on about council house or council holidays.
Sorry, let me stop the show here for a second.
Yeah.
A fry up is not council estate food.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What else is it?
No, it's not.
A fry up. So hang on, you had sausages, you had rashers.
Sorry, let me just stop you there. Now, Emma, I just want to say something to you. Now, you'd probably never darken the door of this place because it's very posh and you wouldn't get in. You wouldn't even get up to the door.
Well, at the White Sands Hotel?
No. The Shelburne Hotel do Irish breakfasts in their restaurant. Yeah. And I don't think there's council people going to the Shelburne.
Where did you have the fry up?
At home.
So what are you talking about the Shelburne for?
Because she's saying that a fry up is council food.
It absolutely is.
No. Sorry, no. Now, farrels probably are a bit council. You'd eat them on the Ormo Road and in Newton.
Yeah,
Ards.
No, they're for the North.
Newton
yeah.
Ards.
Nordies.
And Protestant Nordies as well. You wouldn't get a Catholic eating a farrell up there.
Oh, would you not?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No. They eat them in Newton Ards.
Right, okay. Daryl, good afternoon.
You know
Happy
loves,
Friday to you, Daryl.
Who loves farrells?
Who loves farrells?
Liz Byrne.
Does she?
Ah, Liz does. Yeah, Liz. Yeah.
Really?
She does, yeah.
Anyway, farrells, potato farrells, seriously. So hang on, let's just go back to this council dinner you had last night. You had rashers, sausages.
Farls.
What else?
Scrambled egg. Scrambled egg.
I hate scrambled egg.
Yeah, okay.
And what else?
Oh, she's back in. If you have a fry up for dinner, it's for council heads.
Yeah.
For breakfast, it's for normal people. No,
yeah, that, I agree.
Well, I didn't. Well, thank you for pointing that out, both of you. And henceforth.
Yeah.
Henceforth,
you'll have your fry up for breakfast.
Going forward, I will never have a fry up outside the hours of 7 to 10 a.m. Thank you. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from a council estate. So are you.
No, I'm not.
I think you'll find you are.
No.
You drive into the estate you grew up in, every single car is on bricks.
Just because they like cars on bricks.
They like every, and they've, there's white vans parked outside.
Did you put the farrel in the toaster?
What do you mean?
Did you toast your farrel?
No, I wouldn't toast my farrel. I shall.
Where do you even buy farrels?
Oh, geez, where Tesco's have them. Every little helps.
Anthony says, I love a good council fry up. Yeah, there you are, Jeremy.
There's nothing wrong with council food.
How would your neighbours on your avenue feel about you having a fry up?
Oh, well, we kept the windows closed so they couldn't smell the farrels. Yeah. Because my avenue, as you know.
It's exclusive. There's a tree on it.
Professional people. But there is trees on it.
There's two trees.
How do you know many trees are on my?
I just know.
Yeah, but my avenue. The Mews where I live.
The Mews?
Mews, yeah. It's a Mews.
Yeah, it is as small as a Mews, all right. Yeah.
Anyway, all the people that live on that avenue are professional people. So they have like quinoa.
What?
For dinner. Quinoa.
The fuck is that?
Quinoa.
What's quinoa?
Quinoa.
What the hell is that?
I don't know what quinoa is.
No, I have no idea, no.
Oh, yeah, they'd have quinoa. And the big, if you walk up my avenue at any given day, you can smell two things on my avenue. Tofu.
Yeah.
And ghee. Actually, Emma, you'd like my avenue.
Why?
Because there's a smell of ghee on my avenue. 24/7.
Really?
As soon as... Sorry, by the way, Ross, they're not called farrels. Farrels.
F-A-R-L, Ross.
I don't think that's how you spell them.
It is.
Farrel. F-A-R-L-S. Anyway, yeah, you walk up my avenue, two things you'll smell. Tofu and ghee.
Really?
Yeah. There's one particular house on my avenue, stroke Muse.
Sorry, a mews is a small little house at the back of somebody's garden. A mews is where the workers used to live in the behind the big house.
Oh, sorry. Once you pass the Gate Lodge on my avenue and you walk up, there's two particular houses on my avenue where the smell of ghee is literally pungent.
Is it?
Pungent.
Jeez, I don't think I'd fancy that.
Well, it depends what time of day it is.
Why?
Now,
no, I wouldn't like the smell of that at any time of the day.
No. Early in the morning, there was one day last week.
Yeah.
And I had to put it in the Avenue, we have an Avenue WhatsApp group.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's all professional people.
Yeah, of course.
Solicitors and barristers and judges. There's a judge in our WhatsApp group as well. And a couple of consultants as well.
And then you.
And then me.
Then you, a peasant who does this podcast.
And I put it in the group and I said, why is there a smell of ghee at 8 a.m. on the avenue?
And what was the answer you got?
Well, see, Indian people, do you know anything about Indian cooking?
No, not really, no.
Indians?
Yeah.
Not,
the people from India.
The people from India, yeah. Well, the other ones are from India as well.
No, they're not, they're from America.
Why are they called Indians then?
I don't know, ask them.
But they're all gone, they were killed.
Would you get on with it?
The settlers killed them. Anyway, apparently Indians, they prepare early in the day.
Yeah.
So they were preparing the ghee at 7 o'clock in the morning to eat that night. So, I don't know, have you ever cooked with ghee?
No. Well, not that I know of.
Well, you'd know.
Would I? No.
Big tub.
What?
Big tub.
A big tub of it.
And they use it quite, what's the opposite to sparingly?
They use lots of it.
Liberally.
Yeah.
They spread it liberally. But they have to prepare the food early in the day.
Right, so that's how you were getting the smell.
That's how I was getting the smell of ghee. Now, as I said, after 5 p.m, I'm okay. Leave your windows open. Let the ghee waft up my avenue. I couldn't care less.
But not at 8 a.m.
Not at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, and Louise says ghee is delicious.
Oh, no. Well, but it is, because to eat something without ghee, it's very dry.
Okay.
It adds a certain moisture. But the reason why all my neighbours prepare the food early in the day is because they're all professionals and they have to actually, unlike most of you listening to this, they actually have to go off and do a day's work.
Are you finished now?
Marketing executives. One of them is an optician. And I also live near an what's that person?
That says it all. You stand out like a sore thumb in your avenue.
Optometrist.
Do you see?
No, that job. They always say their job and I can't pronounce it. What's an optometrist?
I have no idea.
What's an optometrist?
An optometrist.
What's an optometrist?
I have no idea what an optometrist is.
Let me look it up. Hang on.
Can we get on with the show?
No, Tom. How do you spell optometrist?
I've no idea. Okay. That's optimistic, you're right. There's somebody on your row who...
Oh, an optimistic job. How do you spell optometrist?
I don't know.
Anyway, one of my neighbours is an optometrist. Anyway, they're all professional people. They all work for a living. So, there you go.
Thank you. And now, because you were talking about butter so much, now everybody's being really childish.
Why are you being childish?
I have a pain in my ghee.
No, you see, that's a rookie. No, it's not optician. I know the difference between optician.
Optometrist.
Optometrist.
Yeah.
Or no, optometist.
It's not. Oh, you're a fool.
Anyway, sorry. The word, which I just despise that word.
Which word?
G-double-E. Your ghee bag.
Oh, yeah.
That's pronounced ghee. Say it, Adrian.
Ghee.
And the butter that you cook your chicken tikka masala with.
Yeah.
Is ghee.
Ghee.
It has to come at the back of the... You know, ghee comes from the back of the...
Because there's a H in it, isn't there?
Ghee comes from the back of the throat. Right there.
Ghee.
No.
I've enough.
Ghee.
Here, I'm a professional. I could be saying words like this.
Ghee. Sorry, one of your colleagues on Snooze Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah? Pat Kenny did a whole topic about ghee.
He did not.
Yeah, he did. There's a man who knows about ghee.
Did he?
Yeah.
Pat did?
Yeah.
Really?
Have you got a... what's the We got one for Christmas off a neighbour and we haven't used it yet because it's so up your arse.
What?
What's it called? The pot, the Indian pot that you cook the food in. What's it called?
A wok? No.
Oh, God.
I don't know what an Indian pot that you cook your food is called.
It's made out of clay. A tandoor. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, something like
Someone bought us a tandoor for Christmas. Actually, if anybody wants a tandoor, I'll literally post it out to your house. I'll give it to you.
So somebody gave you a gift and you're giving it away in the podcast. So the person who gave you that gift could be looking at this podcast.
Oh, but I don't care. They knew when they were buying it for us. We don't eat Indian food. I have a very weak stomach and a very weak anus as well, as you know.
Well, no, I don't know.
I have a very sensitive anus.
And can we get on with...
Yes.
Please, thank you.
Oh, apparently the... Oh, God, here we go. Peter, apparently the Native Americans are called Indians because the people who discovered America thought they were in India. So they arrived in New York. I would have thought the Statue of Liberty would be a giveaway that you're in America. But they arrived in New York, yeah?
Long before there was a Statue of Liberty,
oh,
you fool.
Okay. But the Golden Gate Bridge, then.
None of those things were there.
The World Trade Center.
Wasn't there.
Anyway, they arrived in America and they saw people with brown skin.
Yeah, and they thought they were in India.
And they thought they were Indians. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I want to say hello to one of my friends. He's not actually a friend. He's a very loyal listener, Darren Brilly, who's back. Darren has had, what's something called?
A stroke?
A stroke? No, he didn't have a stroke.
Oh, no, that's what I thought you were doing.
No, why wouldn't we
laugh?
His
face hangs down.
I don't know. Oh. He had the thing, you know, where you're...
His tooth pulled.
No! I can't remember what it's called, but anyway, he's been out of action for the last couple of weeks.
Bell's palsy.
Huh?
Yeah, my mom used to tell me that if you washed your hair and you didn't dry before you go to bed, your face would get stuck up like this. And that's called Bell's palsy.
Sorry, what's Bell's palsy?
I don't know.
And sorry, how do you get Bell's palsy?
I don't know.
You just said your mother.
I was just told us.
Sorry, it was. Darren had Bell's palsy.
Oh, I was right! I could be a doctor!
No, you literally
I
couldn't.
Thought Bell's palsy, is that like... I didn't know that was reversible. I thought
it's
that was...
reversible.
I thought Bell's palsy was...
I thought you get... No, my mother used to tell me that
my mum used to tell me if you didn't dry your hair properly, because I'd always go to bed with wet hair.
No, but she was talking about your underarm hair. That you
over. Oh, yeah.
No, sorry, is Bell's palsy the thing that my mother used to tell you get if you look through a keyhole?
Yeah, your face gets stuck like that.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Is that from looking through a keyhole?
No, I'm really intrigued, Darren. How did you get it?
What do you mean, how did you...
Like, where does it come from?
Divulge,
it obviously doesn't come from wet hair.
The man doesn't have to divulge his medical
well,
history.
Well, I'm not asking about his sexual health. He's after writing it on Facebook. How do you say it? Bell palsy. Let's have it.
We don't need to Google Bell palsy.
I'm curious. Oh, I'm curious. It's an unexplained episode of facial muscle weakness or paralysis. That must have been utterly
paralysis. So that's
terrifying.
When I went like that.
Well, you're Christy Brown. Your mind would automatically go to... Okay, Christy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. Your mind would automatically... Isn't that what Christy Brown had?
I don't know.
No, that's not what Christy Brown had.
Anyway, the bottom line is Darren, who, as you know, likes to talk and talk and talk. He's been going mad because he wasn't able to get on last week. You know Darren and trans...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I agree with Darren and trans.
Listen, we're not mentioning trans.
Yeah.
Let's not mention trans.
Yeah, I could take a bit of Darren on trans.
Okay, but he couldn't go on about it. Because,
he's sitting at home shouting at this bear trying to shout at the radio.
Yeah,
podcast.
So you can only argue at the left-hand side.
On a serious note, that must have been terrifying because your brain would automatically go to thinking, am I having some kind of fucking stroke or something? Your face loses.
What's the other thing? We need to do a topic on it.
That's terrifying.
We have a mutual friend. When I say mutual, she doesn't like you, but you think she does. So,
Darren has actually answered my question
about what Bell's palsy is.
Yeah, I'm going to send it on to you.
Oh, great! I can't wait to hear this. This is worth tuning in.
No, it's very interesting.
This isn't a medical show.
No, but okay, that must have been terrifying.
And then we talk about our mutual friend that doesn't like you. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come here. I don't know how I got it. Scientists don't know how it comes on. It's usually a sign of something else going on.
The jab.
So
it's the jab.
Get like CT scans and all of bloodstone to make sure there's something else going on, a brain tumor.
Jeez, that's scary.
But scientists don't know how it comes on. I reckon some scientists reckon that the herpes virus can cause it.
No.
So, it's a horrible joke.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
It's like you're having a stroke, except it lasts about 2-3 weeks.
Jesus. That's not good.
Sorry, the friend who doesn't like me, is this the friend who I've hated since day one?
No, I don't know. Anyway...
The one who...
I don't know.
At the Radio Awards.
Don't know.
Finger blasting. Radio Awards.
There was no finger blasting at the Radio Awards. What, there's a Radio Award for finger blasting? I know who'd win that. I know. It doesn't matter.
Remember
relevant.
The story you told me? I need to know who this is.
There's a mutual friend of ours who you think likes you, but she actually doesn't like you.
No,
anyway,
I know who you're talking about.
Well, you don't. You couldn't possibly.
She covered me.
She covered you?
Yeah.
Jesus, take it out to cover you.
Yeah, look.
No, we're not typing names.
Am I right? Well, actually, you can't start that. You cannot start that.
I don't even know. You're just typing celebrity names.
No, that's not. Look at the
Kanye
first name.
Wife's wife. No, look. Kanye West's wife, is it? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, well, it does matter to me.
Anyway.
I want to know who doesn't like
she
me.
She has, which we should talk about someday, she gets night tremors. Do you know what night tremors are? Have you ever heard of night tremors?
No, but I'm glad she does if she doesn't like me. Ha, suck a bitch.
You horrible, horrible, horrible woman.
I don't even know what they are.
Neither do I, but
you won't even tell me who doesn't like me, so.
Oh, there's a literally...
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
You're not a very liked person in the industry.
No, I'm not. But it's because I speak my mind, Jeremy, unlike you. I don't just go around, being fake to everyone. Oh, hey, Bron, let's do brunch soon. Yeah, no, sorry.
Did I send a voice note to you by mistake?
You are so fake with people. And you have a different voice for the
Sorry, by the way, Christy Brown had cerebral palsy, Katie, not Bell's palsy.
Is that the same thing?
No, they're all palsies or palsies, whatever it is.
So they're similar.
What? I don't know. I'm not giving out medical advice. Thank you.
Okay.
Speaking, Darren was talking about that you can get Bell's palsy from a venereal disease. I have to bring this up. I know it's completely different, yeah?
You have a venereal disease?
No, I don't have a venereal disease.
Okay. Have you ever had a venereal disease?
No. But if I did, do you want to think I'd admit it now? But I was talking to a friend of mine at the weekend. You actually know this fella as well. And he does like you, so we're okay.
Okay,
on that one.
Okay, yeah. Good, good, that's good.
And he hooked up on it with a Tinder date on Saturday night. Congratulations. Mm,
okay, yeah. Is that what we do now? We congratulate someone for getting their hole?
But he said to me, because we were texting, I said, how did the date go? And he said to me, and I don't know if I believe this, and I want to throw it out there and see if anybody actually believes this shit. He said, so anyway, he met your woman, and they went to Alfie's together. You know Alfie's?
Yeah.
Alfie's.
That's a Chinese type place.
Yeah, let's run with that. It's very Chinese name. Yeah, Alfie's a Chinese restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah, remember you can get the...
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Okay.
But chopsticks. Yeah, Alfie's the Chinese restaurant, anyway, he brought her to. And then he went back to her place. And according to him, they did it 5 times that night. Now, why are you nodding in agreement?
His little blue friend, wouldn't
he? No, but do you believe that anybody can do it 5 times in one night?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. Yes. No. Is there anybody listening? No.
Jeremy, your poor wife.
My wife's not poor. She's very, very rich.
Oh,
very
that
rich
poor
woman.
Girl.
We live in palatial surroundings in a very private estate.
Yeah, but she's a fella who can't get it up more than once.
Are you talking to her, by the way?
Fuck the palatial surroundings. Her husband can't get a boner.
But anyway, do you believe that anyone can do it 5 times a night?
Yes.
No. I'm sorry.
Jeremy, if you're struggling, you know, there are special places and people you can talk to.
No, excuse me.
If you ask her to dress up, maybe.
Excuse me. I wouldn't want to be able to do it 5 times a night. I would have, and I don't think any woman would want. Stop yourself.
Stop.
Who wants to do it 5 times?
Somebody who enjoys sexual intercourse like most of the human race. And what do you do it out of obligation?
Okay, I didn't want to talk about sex, okay, but no. I have to be blunt about this. How do I say this? Okay. You don't know the male plumbing very well.
I don't have a penis, if that's what you mean.
No, you've experienced the penis.
No, I'm a virgin.
What? Okay. Once the man...
Mm-hmm. He has to refill the tank.
But the tank can't be refilled. It's like squeezing milk out of an empty carton. Can't do it. If you went home today...
Yes, you could still try for the fun of it.
If you went home today and you opened your fridge and there was an empty carton of milk in it, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you be able to get milk out of it? No, but would you? You can't get milk from a stone.
Okay, so...
So, I'm sorry, I do not buy...
Okay, so forget the...
I'm sorry, Amanda is saying, Jeremy, does tablets... I'm not talking about erections, Amanda. Oh, I can stay erect till the Angelus
Jesus,
is over.
It's a toss.
Okay, I can stay erect as long as you stay erect. But...
Oh. Jesus.
But my point is, 5 times in one night is OTT, and I don't believe... No man can refill the tank that much, and no woman wants to be penetrated 5 times in one night. Thank you.
So have you never in your whole life had a steamy night of it?
Oh, Darren says 7 times in 10 hours is my record. That's how you ended up with Bell's palsy, Darren, probably. 7 times in 10 hours.
So his face wasn't the only thing hanging off of poor Darren.
Oh, my God. So, no, I'm sorry. I do not buy it. And I don't want to ask you, Katie, because the thought of you having sex makes my stomach churn. Actually.
Jeremy, would you
It literally
stop?
Makes
it's
my
your
stomach.
Fantasy.
It's literally.
I remember when we first met, I could feel you undressing me with your eyes, and I just thought, this guy wants me
sorry.
Bad.
Sorry, that was dressing you with my eyes.
Oh,
put more layers on. Where's that woman's duffel coat?
Don't forget who came to who for a job, Jeremy.
Oh, are we going there? Saying. Anyway.
Yeah, no, we're going there.
I don't want an answer from you, yeah?
Okay.
Now, Sean says you can actually go 5.5 times. Yeah, but that's with a blow-up doll, Sean.
Or your hand.
It's
not the same thing.
It's not the
You're
same
not gonna
thing.
You're not going to disappoint your palm.
And I'm sorry. I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to leave it at that, okay? There's not one man or woman listening to this show right now. No, there is. He literally isn't. Look, it's not one man or woman listening to the show.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
We're on our own here.
Yeah. There's not one man or woman listening to this show right now, yeah? Who wants it 5 times or can do it 5 times in a night. Thank you.
I think you're wrong. I think most men and women in the right mood would happily participate in the act of drilling.
But there's no drilling.
Drilling.
But there's no water in the pump.
But it doesn't matter. At least have fun trying to get the pump going.
No.
Lubing up the pump and...
Lubing up the pump.
Giving the pump a bit of fun.
Oh, God.
I don't understand the issue. So,
sex in your bedroom with you and Alice, like you've seen from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Even if there's no water in the pump.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want the fun of trying to get water in the pump.
No, because I like sleep.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'd say
you are exactly in bed the way you look. Plain Jane, wham, bam, done, boring, bang. I'd say you are just vanilla.
Would you do me a favor? I'm just ringing my wife and tell her to stop telling you secrets about her marriage. Actually, I don't know why she's doing that.
I'd say you're rubbing her thigh, thinking you're touching something else.
Okay, and on that note, anyway.
No, you're definitely wrong.
My mate, she's also a mate of Katie's and likes
Katie.
And
who is this mate?
And who's the female that doesn't like you?
Does he want to have sex with me? Because I'm taken.
There's literally no man even listening to this show. Or maybe Sean Mills, who like literally...
And it's between me and his blow-up doll?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where we're at. Okay.
I'd say there's nobody else. Anyway.
No, who doesn't like me on a serious note? Please, you can't start that and then not finish it because you know
Tara says women can go five times. We're not talking about women. I don't know.
We don't have to have the ability to get sprung, so...
Sprung, yeah. Yeah. I know, I've no doubt a woman, but I don't think a woman would want
to. I bet you're a real missionary with the lights on or lights off, are you?
Missionary?
Ah, yeah, I'd say missionary with the lights off.
So we're not here to talk about my favourite position.
I'd say your sex faces are vile. Poor Sue. I know, it'd have to be doggy. She couldn't be looking at you. That would fucking... Oh, yeah. Can you imagine Jeremy's sex face, everyone? Just get a good image now. Ugh, man.
You finished? Are you quite done?
Ugh.
Are you quite done?
Quite disturbing.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I want to share something with you.
Okay.
And with all of you. It's something that regularly comes up at this part of the podcast about, you call it povo food, don't you?
Oh, povo food, yeah.
Have you seen the...
Or ghetto food.
Ghetto food or povo food. Have you seen the website where people post their council estate dinners? Now, don't look at my screen.
No, I've seen Rate My Plate. Okay, I've seen Rate My Plate.
No, this isn't
Rate My
Plate.
Okay, I won't look at your screen.
So this website...
It's not Rate My Plate.
It's called Council Estate Dinners.
Okay. I love a council estate dinner now, I have to say.
Okay, well, I'm going... first of all, for those of you listening, message me now and let me know, what do you think has been listed as a council estate dinner? So, Katie, what do you think is number one?
Oh,
no, I have to be honest, I'm looking at a photograph of this and I can safely say, now I grew up in a council estate, as you know, mm-hmm. many, many years ago.
I didn't. And I was always of a higher... I'm joking.
From Blanchardstown.
I'm from Hartstown,
Sheetmore.
Yeah. Not Sheetmore, I'm from Hartstown originally,
Lambsmore,
which is like... very Dublin.
So you're from Sheetmore?
No,
which,
I'm from Hartstown originally.
Hartstown?
Yes.
Oh, absolute kip.
Yeah.
Kip of a place.
Yeah.
So we're both from Scum.
That's why my mum and dad
We're both
out.
From Scum.
Yeah, we are.
But we've made better.
Come here, listen. Some of the nicest people you'll meet live in Hartstown. Salt of the earth, Jeremy.
Yeah, joyriders, drug dealers. Yeah.
No, lovely people. Salt of the earth.
Lovely people. Okay. Let's see if anybody knows what this. What do you think is the number one council? So what it does is, this website, it gives you a list of council dinners, yeah?
Noodle, like these microwave coca noodles, are they on it?
Cockeye or whatever they're called.
Coca noodles.
No,
they're lovely.
My kids eat those. They're not council.
Do you give your kids those?
They like them. They like
them. They are shocking.
Oh.
Very, very bad. The stuff on them, the wax on them that is used to hold them together is like a massive contributor for cancer.
Okay. Can I just be honest with you and stop you there for a moment? I won't take nutritional... Don't shut me down. I won't take a nutritional advice from a woman who didn't even sit the junior cert.
I sat my leaving cert. That and I actually have a higher education than you, just saying.
Leaving cert applied.
But those noodles really are... No,
I'm not taking nutritional advice from you.
They are really, really not good.
Okay, what's the number one?
It has to be something to do with spaghetti hoops and fish fingers.
Okay, it's spaghetti hoops.
Yay!
With what, though?
Oh.
With what?
Waffles?
Yeah, bird's eye potato waffles.
No, I love a waffle now, I have to be honest.
I know, it's spaghetti hoops with waffles is the number one. The other one, now, I don't know, do you give your kids Billy Bear ham?
No.
I don't know how people do that.
No, it's awful. It's not meat.
No, you know these parents who... I wouldn't vaccinate me child.
Oh, they'll give them Billy Bear yeah, Billy
wouldn't,
Roll.
I wouldn't put poison into me child.
Yeah. No, I do. My kids do are partial to the odd spaghetti hoop, I have to be honest, and waffle.
Really?
Once a week they get like
Pavo food,
which would be like fish fingers or fish goujons or chicken nuggets or something like that with beans and mash usually.
Okay, that's on the list as well now. Fish fingers and mini pizza slices. You know the frozen
mini pizza slices.
Yeah. That's Pavo food.
Oh, mini pizzas are lovely.
Really?
Ah, yeah.
Oh, you really are Pavo.
Obviously,
stew.
I'm a peasant.
Stew is up there.
Oh, I hate stew. Ugh.
Or anything where you just throw a load of shite into a pot is pretty there.
I wouldn't class stew as Pavo food.
Stew is the ultimate Pavo food. Stew originated in the ghetto, yeah. The ghettos of Dublin, the slums.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, fuck everything into the... what's the Spanish version of it?
Paella.
Sorry, is that my water or yours?
Yours. There?
Oh, thank you.
Paella.
Paella, yeah, that's what it is.
Paella is lovely.
What?
Oh, paella is beautiful.
Oh, no, I don't like stew.
I hate a stew.
I can't eat anything that's...
But give me
a
coddle.
I can't eat anything that has a stench of fish.
Coddle is... Eddie Phipps asks, so what do you cook them, Katie? Well, for today, there's salmon...
It's not a cookery lesson.
There's salmon fillets with mash, with carrots and broccoli all sieved into them. That's a great way to get your... Do your kids like mash?
They do like
the good fruit and veg.
They eat sweet potato mash, actually.
Oh, sweet potato mash is lovely, yeah. But a great tip is get the... broccoli and the carrots and mash them all into
the
mash.
I don't want this to be a cookery.
What do you cook? Okay, what do you cook them? Salmon is actually on the menu tonight. Salmon fillet, Eddie. So spaghetti bolognese last night. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, here's another
something else.
Okay, here's an alphabet spaghetti.
Oh yeah.
You know where the kids.
Coddle is ghetto food, Keith.
Because it was the only way, if you grew up in Council State, the only way you'd learn to read is by using spaghetti letters.
I'm going
to
throw it out there. I'm going to say something very controversial.
Yeah.
This is going to rock the podcast. No, it is. No, I love one.
Nothing you've said has ever rocked this podcast. Nothing you've said has ever rocked this podcast.
But Carvery.
You're literally vanilla.
Carvery.
You are vanilla on this podcast.
There is nothing vanilla about me.
You are literally vanilla.
Okay. Oh, I sit in the back. I don't. Yeah. You wouldn't even know. Well, in fairness, I'm very quiet and you wouldn't know I'm there.
What's the thing you're saying?
Carvery food is ghetto food.
No, it's not.
Carvery food is ghetto food.
It actually isn't. No, it actually isn't. I think you'll find.
I love Carvery, but it is ghetto. It's food that's been sitting there all day and it's all heaped in like a canteen. Actually, Where's your favourite Carvery?
Oh, it doesn't matter. We're not talking about that. No, I take exception to this one. That's number three.
Where's your favourite?
No, don't care. Take exception to this one. I haven't got time.
What's number three?
Fish fingers. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
My kids love fish fingers.
Yeah.
Is that ghetto food as well?
Oh. You know, the fish in fish fingers. Do you know you're better off doing? You're better off going to an actual fishmonger and getting the little fish fillets. It's proper fish.
Oh, they like the fish fingers though, they do.
But it's just as good and much healthier.
Okay, egg on chips.
Yeah, egg is very good for you.
Yes,
egg
is
healthy.
It is very good for you. Keith's saying, coddle is ghetto food.
Coddle is ghetto food, but it's beautiful ghetto food.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Do you not like tell me you've had a coddle.
No, I actually haven't.
You've never had a coddle?
I've never had a coddle.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Coddle is... Whew.
Yeah, anything with fried eggs, apparently.
Bangers and mash is lovely. Is that on it?
Yeah, that's on it as well. Hot dogs with chips is on it as well. With frozen chips. You know McCain's frozen chips?
Is that a baked potato on it?
Where's the baked potato?
Is that a baked potato there that you're...
No, it's a frozen fillets of chicken, you know, in the breadcrumbs. You know, Findus. Anything with Findus on it is ghetto.
Anyway, what?
Anything with Findus.
What's that?
Findus.
What's that?
Findus. Jesus, silence.
I don't know what Findus is.
Findus.
What the fuck is Findus?
Well, first of all, there's no need to curse on family podcast.
Everyone's sitting around with the kids listening. What is Findus?
Is the make, the brand.
I've never heard of Findus.
How have you never heard of Findus?
No, you're full of it.
I'm full of it.
I've never heard of Findus. Well, where I shop.
So who do you think makes fish fingers?
Birdseye. Captain Birdseye.
No.
With his wooden leg. Doesn't he have a wooden leg?
No, it's a wooden penis. No, he makes potato waffles. Oh, there's another one. There's another meat pies. Now, do you like meat pies? Like a steak and kidney pie.
No.
In pastry or anything like that.
No.
Okay, three in one.
Oh, yeah, that's a very ghetto.
Okay, if you have a 3-in-1, you're a fat fuck and a council estate person as well.
You've never had a 3-in-1?
Yes, I have.
But why does that make you a fat fuck?
Well, I wouldn't eat it for my dinner. That's the difference.
Which was it, after dinner?
No, you'd eat on a Friday night when you're watching Netflix and stuff like that, but you wouldn't have a view. You wouldn't sit down and say, oh, mammy, what am I having today? Here's my knife and fork. Anything that can't be eaten with a knife and fork is ghetto food.
Is cottage pie on it?
Cottage pie? No, why would that be on it?
I don't know. Is that ghetto? I love cottage pie. Cottage pie is lovely. Shepherd's pie is actually nicer.
I can't believe you actually have never heard of Findus.
No. Findus is a brand. Let me see. Maybe if
considering
I see
you do all your shopping in Iceland. You're like
I've never been to Iceland in my life. Yes, yeah. There's no Iceland in my life.
You're like the Irish.
I have never.
You're like the Irish Katie Price.
I have never seen this Findus. No, Dunn's all the way for me. It's I've never seen Findus.
Oh, Vanessa is saying now. Vanessa, who's a caller on the show, and I always thought she was very posh. You know Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
You know Vanessa. Pronouns Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. Pronouns Vanessa. Sorry, Vanessa, for him to refer to you like that. But
she does have pronouns. We all have pronouns. You're it. This is your pronoun. Yeah.
That thing over there.
Yeah.
Oh, Spice Bag is the new
guy. What are Michael Jackson's pronouns? Hee hee.
Look.
What?
I've never had one.
What?
Spice Bag.
Is that ghetto food as well?
Tell us you've never had Findus fish. Honestly, hand on heart, I have never heard
She's
of
never
Findus
even heard
before.
Of Findus before.
Never.
Yeah.
When I go for fish fingers, I just go for bird's eye because it's what I know.
I don't think bird's eye do fish fingers.
They like are the kings of fish fingers. Captain Bird's Eye. He's a captain, so he gets his food from the sea.
Dave wants to know, where does Lord Jeremy do his weekly shop? Dave, you'd actually be surprised where I do my weekly shop. You know where I do my weekly shop. Lidl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go to Lidl. Just to see it.
Don't go full Lidl now.
No, I don't go full Lidl. Now, on a good week, Dave, if...
Donnybrook Fair?
No.
Marks and Spencer's.
I do an M&S. I did M&S last week.
Oh, yes, lovely.
And I bought a basket of food. And it was 80
But it's so good. If you're on...
big wages.
Serious
like
money.
Well,
like
I am.
You were, yeah.
I am serious. Sorry, yeah. There's nothing serious about my money. It's very funny, actually, the money I'm on.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.